This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3727 for Tuesday, the 15th of November, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Expanding Your File System with LVM. It is hosted by Rowan and is about 25 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Rowan describes adding a new hard drive to his work computer and expanding its file system.
Hello, this is Rowan, and welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm going to do a dramatic reenactment of installing a new hard drive in my work computer. I've been running Pop! OS on my work computer, and even though we're mostly a Windows environment, I just decided to run Windows in a VM. So far it was working great, but apparently my VM's image kept growing. I thought I had it set to not do that, but anyway, I started getting disk out of space warnings and realized that it was the VM image growing too big for my 500 gigabyte drive. Anyway, so I decided to go ahead and order a 1 terabyte drive to add into it, and this is that. After installing a new 1 terabyte Crucial MX500 SSD drive into my work computer, I was trying to decide the best way to mount it. I remember when I originally installed Pop! OS, I didn't use Linux volume management. I'm more familiar with the old, you know, mapping the partition and then just mounting a partition. And I just didn't want to mess with LVM in case I needed to upgrade the disk space. I figured I'd just, you know, add the new drive in and then map it to like home or something. But now that I'm here and I'm actually, you know, have the new drive, I was like, I don't really want to waste all that space, especially once I realized that most of the space was from, you know, my one big virtual image of Windows. And so I'm like, okay, how do I add LVM to a system that's already running? And I did a little Googling, found some good articles on it, and that's what I did. And actually, it wasn't too bad, especially since I was creating the LVM initially on the new drive. So basically, I guess LVM used to really confuse me. I don't know why. It's not that hard, but I think this time around, kind of grok it. And basically, if you just think of it as with LVM, it creates, there's sort of three layers. There's what they call the physical volume layer. That sort of maps, in my mind, to like your dev SDA drive, the various old style drives. So, and then there's another layer, which is the volume group, and that's kind of like, I think of that as sort of the RAID layer. That's where you can put a bunch of these physical disks into one big group of storage space. It's not RAID, but that's sort of how I think about it. And then on top of that, you have your sort of volumes or partitions that then get mapped into these volume groups. So with that in mind, that was like, I sort of started like understanding the commands and the flow of like how you create these new. So after, the first thing you have to do is let the LVM know that there's a physical disk. So there's the pv create command. So with mine, I just said pv create space /dev/sdb, because sdb was where the new drive was. And then they have this nice pv display command, which then will show you all your physical volumes. So now I have this new volume. It shows it, you know, as mapped to dev SDB. It gives the size, 932 gigabytes. So you do lose a little bit with, you know, you don't get the full 1 terabyte of space with all the meta information that needs stored. And then it gets a UUID. So after I had that going, you then have to create the volume group that you want, you know, basically where you want all your data to go. I'm just going to have one volume group. I think these days when you're using particularly like Ubuntu and you just let it default, it creates just one volume group and map puts the root file system on that. And that's basically what I was going for. So your next command then is to use vg create and then give it a volume group name. I think the default for like Debian and them is they use like data vg. I just called it my host name with the vg after it for the purposes of this, what is this called? Podcast, that's it. I just had a cat crawl across my lap and it was disturbing me. Let's see. I just called it work, so work vg. So you go vg create space work vg space forward slash dev sdb. And then you'll see a volume group working, work vg successfully created. And then they have a vg display command, which will then show you all your volume groups. And that yes confirms that I've created a new volume group. And if I do pv display, then that shows me, you know, the physical volume group. And you know, they sort of match up as far as you can tell, like sizes and stuff, mapping to them. So after you do that, you need to actually create the volume or partition, as I think of it. And so if you want to map it back to the old style, which then gets created on a volume group. So I'm basically just going to have one big root volume group volume on my volume group. And so you use the command lvcreate dash n for name, and I named it root, and then dash l, and you can give it the size you want. And I put 931.51 space, and then you give it the volume group, so work vg. And so it creates the volume group. So now I should be able to, and basically my process for this was I was going to, on the new disk, create a LVM volume, copy all my whole root disk root file system partition onto it, and then run, once I have that running on the new Linux volume group, the computer booting to the new Linux volume partition, I would then wipe out my old, it was, I think, SDA3, my old root file system partition, and add it to the volume group. So then instead of just having like 1 terabyte of like data space and then, you know, half a terabyte of like operating system space, I would just have like 1.5 of a whole, you know, group of data of space to use. So I just use the cat command and I do cat dev SDA3 and I output that to dev mapper work vg dash root. And so the dev that mapper is the device space that is a link to the actual volume group. And whenever you create like a Linux volume, the link that gets created is the name of the volume group dash then whatever the name of the Linux volume is. So in this case it's work vg dash root. And then I got an error, no space left on the device. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. I know that 1 terabyte is bigger than half a terabyte. What's going on? So then I did pv display. And it showed that I have, you know, the 931 gigs. And I did LV display. And I noticed that it said 932 megabytes, not gigabytes. I said, oh, I realized the default unit for LV create is megabytes. And I didn't add a G to my size. So another good reason to always include units whenever you're doing something so that you make sure to get exactly what you need. So I basically went back and instead of just giving it Linux, you can now extend a volume. So that's basically saying, you know, use more space the physical volume, put more space into the Linux volume. And so it's LV extend dash L for this, telling it the size. You can actually give it an exact size, but I always just, if I'm, usually I'm just adding the rest of the space. So they have, it's dash L space plus 100% free. And then you give it slash dev slash work VG slash root. So you're pointing to the actual partition. And then that extends the file system to take up all the space in the working. So that worked. LV display again, and it's the, now I have the full 931 gigabytes. Okay, so now that I have enough space to copy my root partition off the original drive, you can just rerun the cat command and go get a cup of coffee, because it did take a while. Like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, I think. I don't really remember quite at this time, but enough to get a little other work done while it was done. Once that's done, you need to now set up a environment so that you can update your boot image and things, so that when you boot, you can boot off the new volume group. And so I created a new directory called new-root in the media directory, and then I mounted it. I mounted the dev mapper work vg-root to media. Forward slash new root to df to just check that, and saw that, you know, that it mapped. But then you notice, your new volume group work vg dash root is now only 450 gigs, because when you do cat, you're basically like burning an image onto it, so it's the same size as the original partition, which was 450 gigs. So now you need to expand the file system to use the whole space available on the Linux volume. And so I unmounted it and then used resize 2FF. It did warn me of it needed to check the disk partition first. So it says, please run e2fsck space dash s space forward slash dev forward slash mapper forward slash work vg dash root first. So I went ahead and did that. And after that was finished, I reran the resize 2FS and mounted it, did a df-h, and now the says size 916G and use 421G, which was the amount of space used up on the original partition. So much, much better. So now we do need to get the computer to boot using LVM and the new drive. The first thing we want to do is set up a change root session, I guess they're called. So you need to mount bind a couple of the system directories. So you want like to mount slash dev to the new dev root on the new sort of media new root dev where you mounted the new Linux volume, and then there's the proc system, the sys, and run. And so that's mount space dash dash r bind forward slash dev space forward slash media forward slash new dash root slash forward slash dev. And then it's basically the same command, except instead of a r bind, you just do a dash dash bind for the proc system, this forward slash sys system, and the forward slash run system. And then after those are mounted, you can do a sha-root, ch-root, to space slash medius forward slash new dash root. And then the next thing you want to do is make sure that fstab is updated to point to the new root file system. So I did a cat to see where it was listed in there, and mine's just it's an ext4 system. Initially it was referenced by the partition's UUID. I did a look up, like, what's the best practice for doing this, and I don't know, the one and it's listed in the show notes, the one blog I read on it, the person said they'd had the most luck not using the UUID of it, but using the link in the device tree. So it's like dev mapper forward slash working work vg dash root. So that's what I did. I edited my fstab and just replaced the where it's pointing to. So after that, you need to update your init ramfs used by the bootloader. So this is for PopOS, they use systemd boot instead of grub2. I did have to look around to figure out the tools because most everything references grub2 at this point, which I do miss. I do like grub, but I'm working with systemd, so I found the tools, and the first thing I wanted to do is make sure that the LVM modules were part of the bootloader. So there is a command I found you can run. It's ls init ramfs space forward slash boot forward slash init rd dash dot image dash and then dollar sign left paren uname space dash r right paren space pipe, and you pipe that to grep lvm, and then you get a whole list, hopefully, of things, and there's a bunch of LVM related stuff, so I figured I was good to go. So next I then tried to run the command update dash init ram fs space dash u, and then I got an error. I was like, what's going on? Let's see, looking down through, I see the error message. You see error, could not find a block device for the A partition. This is a critical error. We cannot continue. And then through the trace back, if you look down, I saw, couldn't find the block device for forward slash boot forward slash EFI. And so then I did an LSBLK for the standard block devices. So it's LSBLK space dash F, and I see SDA. SDA1, which is the boot partition, SDA2, SDA3, which is my main partition, old partition, SDA4, which is a swap, SDB, which is an LVM. It's like, okay, so I know the boot partition is there, but if I, so then I did a DF-H, there's only three things listed. I've got my root, which is map to forward slash dev forward slash mapper forward slash work vg dash ju. I've got forward slash dev forward slash shm, which is map to a tempfs, and I've got forward slash run, which is map to tempfs. Right, I'm in a change root. I need to actually mount that boot section again so that it's available in this session. So I ran a mount space forward slash dev forward slash SDA1 space /boot/EFI. I then ran the update -initrem fs /u again, and generating boot init target. And okay, I get a success. So great. So now I've updated the initrem fs. I've updated the fs tab. So now it's time to see if I can boot into the new file system. So I do shutdown /r /now, and I get running in chroot, ignoring request. So I exit out of the chroot and rerun the shutdown -r command to restart my machine. Wait a minute, and yes, success. It booted right back up. And now let's see, am I actually running from the new LVM? I do a df-h, and yep, there it is. Root is mounted to dev/mapper/work-vg. Great. So now the next step is to reclaim the space from my SDA3 partition, which was the original root file system. So now we have to let the Linux Volume Management know that we want this partition to be a physical disk or a physical volume. So we do pv create space /dev/SDA3. And we get a warning, ext4 signature detected on /dev/SDA3 at offset 1080. Wipe it, yes or no? I pick yes. So it wiping X the signature, physical volume, /dev/SDA3 successfully created. So now I need to add that physical volume that we just created to our working our volume group, the work VG volume group. So you do VG extend space work VG space /dev/SDA3 volume group work VG successfully extended. If I do the VG display, I see that, let's see, what does it say? Oh, VG size, that's what it's for. VG size 1.36 terabytes, allocated space 931 gigabytes, free PE space size approximately 457 gigabytes. So it's now the volume has been extended, or the volume group, excuse me. And if you do an LV display, you see that the Linux volume size is still 931. So now you have to extend the Linux, the volume. So you do the LV extend /l/+100% free /dev/workvg/root to extend the Linux volume. So now it says size of logical volume work VG /root change from 931 gigabytes to 1.36 terabytes. Yay. And if I do the LV display, that confirms that. Once again, if you do df-h though, you see that your root file system is still just 916 gigabytes. So now we have to extend the file system. So we run the resize 2fs /dev/mapper/work-vg-root. And I did that on the running system. It works fine if you know you're just expanding it. And now I do another df-h, and I see that the root file system is 1.4 terabytes. Success. I now have added my new hard drive, created the Linux volume, or added Linux volume management to my system, and created a working group that's the volume group with the combined and a file system with the combined size of my original partition and my new disk. So I was very excited. Everything went very smoothly. And you now have another episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.